Let's dive right on in with tomorrow being Independence Day and Fisher House Veterans Charity Programming running for us. We're going to treat today like a Friday, the end of the week, in time for this semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale presented by Ben Murphy Roofing, a number between 1 and 2. You've included tomorrow and the rest of the weekend in this scale, Dr. Bill. The guesses are in. So what do you have for us on this Independence Day weekend?
Well, the positive things would be a lot of sunshine, especially for Friday and Saturday. And the negatives, well, there's a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms for Saturday and Sunday, mainly in the afternoon hours. And another negative thing, of course, would be the temperatures are going to be pretty high, especially tomorrow and Saturday. So putting it all together, I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
8530.
Not bad, not bad at all, Dr. No. Bill. Actually, one of the better numbers we've seen in the last few weeks.
That's a solid B there for the for the weekend. And, of course, the sunshine and the lower humidity, that really helps keep that scale fairly high.
Doc, thank you so much. You and your family have a great 4th of July, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Okay, Dan, thanks.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with his forecast. He brings it our way twice an hour, every hour, here on FM Talk 106.5. And no bullseye today, but congratulations to Todd from Grand Bay. He ends up being the closest. He had guessed 1.8470. Dr. Bill giving us a 1.8530. I do want to pause this program for just a second and say my favorite guess of the morning came from Josh. With it being Independence Day weekend, his guess was a 1.7760. Now, I don't know if he did that on purpose or not, but 1776 makes perfect sense for me on the 4th.
Like
Dr. Bill's forecast and that weekend weather scale presented by Ben Murphy Roofing. Ben will be in with us Monday morning as we talk about the Strength in Alabama Homes grant program. It'll open up again next week for applications for getting an up to $10,000 for a new fortified roof, improve your home's storm resistant and resistance and protect your biggest investment. Go ahead and call Ben Murphy Roofing if you'd like, your local experts who can guide you through the process and help you maximize this opportunity. But Ben will be in with us Monday morning, and we'll talk about the process there. Mobile County residents will be able to apply Monday at 9 a.m. Baldwin County residents Wednesday, July 9th at 9 a.m. Ben Murphy Roofing, you can find out more about him online at benmurphyco.com.
Hey, if you're looking at replacing or repairing your roof, consider Ben Murphy Roofing, whose recent customer just posted this review. Quote,
very satisfied with the removal, repair, cleanup, and installation of our roof. Great job by the guys and gals with Ben Murphy Roofing. They did our roof in Bruton.
End quote. So if you're in the market for a new roof, call Ben Murphy Roofing. They use top quality Atlas shingles and experienced, skilled labor who treat your home like a home, not a work site. That's Ben Murphy Roofing, 943-7144.